what went into the decision on the best, we're going to keep the best 53. So that was the whole, you know, that we're forcing the fact that we had a lot of tough decisions, but the bottom line is what we want to do is keep the best 53. And that's what led us to keeping five receivers and left Tavares on the outside.
Can you talk about a couple of those guys, the rookies who you waived here today, including King?
They all had good camps. We had a lot of competition in camp, and you know, as I said, this is the hardest week for us personnel wise, in the fact that these guys have been here all spring and OTAs and go through the draft process, go through training camp, and then we have to make the decisions. And so, it's not an easy day, and because a lot of these guys they all worked hard, and we just don't have enough slots for everybody.
If King cleared, would you bring him back?
That's in liquid. Well,
TBA.
It's gonna keep. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have announced the 53, so it's gonna be a liquid process, and the fact that as it always is, so we'll kind of wait and see what happens.
Some of the versatility at tight end, guys like Jacob Tammy, is that what allows you to maybe have less wide receivers on?
Yep. And there's plenty of weapons, and so I think that and then also you have to look. We look where Dreesen was too, and Dreesen. We'll see. We have to see where he is health-wise, and so all those things come into, the decision-making process.
Can you talk about keeping Zach Dicer?
Well, we think he has a lot of upside, and I think that he proved himself during the OTAs and training camp, and as a young guy that we think has tremendous upside. So we just felt it was in our best interest that we protect him and keep three quarterbacks and be able to develop him.
What about C.J. Anderson? What was it you're going to wait for his knee to get better? What was it that you liked about him?
Well, his performance. I mean, everybody, we saw him run early against San Francisco and in Seattle, and so we knew what he could do. So I think that, C.J. went out and won a spot.
John, some of these moves, you kept some youth. In some cases, he kept youth over the veteran experience, like C.J. versus Lance Ball. And another, like a Quentin Jammer and on the defensive side and a King you release, maybe if you're a young team coming off a 6-10 year, you don't make that type of move. But there's some that reflective that you're going for the Super Bowl this year, too.
Well, I think that
offensive line, you kept a lot of veteran backups.
Yeah, and I think that is, you need the veterans. And I think that the bottom line is we kept the best 53. And so that's what, the process of, everyone wants to say you want to win now. And I say we want to win now on. So, there's always that thought process and where we are on the offensive line with the guys that we've had, the older guys being banged up a little bit, that, they're getting ready to come back. So, we just thought that, those were the best 53 we could keep.
11 defensive backs is a little high compared to normal. Is that because Champ a little iffy?
That's part of it, but I also think there's, you got to look at special teams, too, and what guys do on special teams. That also comes into the equation of guys that can help you out on special teams on game day. So those are the type of things that we don't think – a lot of people don't think it comes into the equation, but what you do on fourth down is a big part of it, too.
Are you designating anyone an IR?
No.
Paris Lennon got a chance to be the Keith Booking of this year?
Well, he's come in and played very well. And so I think that he's been, what he's shown, and especially last week, he's come in and played very well, shown that he's been in shape. And he's going to add a lot of depth to that position and be in that rotation too, because it's a long season, so Paris will help us.
Was Bradley not progressing to where he was going to be
helped? We just thought of the length of that time with that injury, and then plus with the amount of time it was going to take for him to come back, and then really how restricted was he when he came back off it. He was going to really be one-handed for another 4 or 5 weeks, and so we just thought that it was probably best to put him on IR, and just because of taking a spot for 6 to 8 weeks, and then how effective what he's going to be able to be coming back.
You played Quanterris
52 snaps against the Cardinals. Did something happen?
Yeah, and you know, it isn't. The knee just never came back, you know, and it wasn't, we didn't think that it was, he was, you know, 100%. You know, he was favoring it the whole year, the whole, you know, training camp, and really even in the game, you can tell that he was favoring it. So we just didn't think he was ready, and nor was the knee ready. And so that's why we ended up going with IR on him, putting him on IR.
Another procedure or anything?
No, he needs more time and some more work on it.
Did Adrian Peterson ruin that injury for a lot of guys? Because it happened last November in the pool. Why hasn't his knee progressed like that?
Well, I think everybody's different. So, you know, that's obviously a miraculous recovery that Adrian had. I mean, the expectations, I guess, are raised because of what he did.
With Ponteris, like you mentioned, and Jaren Beal getting released, how do you feel about the pass rush and the defensive end group that you did end up keeping, and how he'll be able to play in 5 days?
And how we'll be able to play in 5 days?
Yeah,
we're not going to rush. We're dropping 11.
Cool. What would you have done against
that? Right. You know, I think that, sure, anytime you lose a Von Miller, it's going to affect your pass rush. But, you know, I think that there is different ways that we can manufacture pass rush. Sean Phillips and Malik Jackson's had a good training camp. And, you know, Wolf will be back. And so there's enough ways that we can rush the passer that you know, it's not going to be the same, obviously, having Vaughn, but I think we'll be fine with the pass rush.
Just having a game on Thursday night, how did that change? Or did it change at all the way you guys have to go about setting the roster today, the way we're playing, and all the stuff that's going to
come? No, you just set it faster, you know, but the bottom line is we're going to set, and everyone's got to be set by tomorrow. Once the wire comes out tomorrow at 10 o'clock our time, we'll see who it clears, and so it would have been the same either way.
Can you just go into McCray's timetable on his injury and why he's not
there? Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty significant high ankle. And so he was 6 to 10 weeks. And so, again, you go back. If he's 6 to 10 weeks, how effective is he going to be? You're taking up a slot, and there's not enough slots anyway. So, you know, and he had a good camp. And so, you know, hopefully he can learn a little bit this year, and we'll look forward to see what he can do next year.
I know it's hypothetical, but had he not been injured, would he have made it?
Hypothetical. I mean, we'd have to go back and revisit that, but there was a possibility, yeah.
Anything else for John?
Just releasing draft picks? Is that just where you are as a franchise?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is you know, as you get better, you don't want to release, you never want to release anybody, but as you get better, you have less slots. And, you know, that's the situation that we're running into is we got a lot of good football players on this team, and so you know, the rookies these days have to, you know, they have to get on board and get there fast and mature fast, which is tough to do for some. So, you know, our goal is always to keep them, but that's why you have competition too.
Can keeping undrafted guys like Steven Johnson and Duke Ianacho offset that a little bit, say, even though
we keep good football players, whether they're drafted or whether they're free agents, and that's our goal. If they're college free agents or they sneak through the draft, that you know, you always need that, you know, that blend of youth in there. So we don't care, you know, where they're drafted as long as they're young, good football players.
What went into the call to move Omar from safety?
Well, we're looking for flexibility at safety and flexibility and have that guy because Omar was a guy that, you know, does a tremendous job on special teams. And so I wanted to look at him at corner and also with Jammer going back and get a look at him at corner. And you know, we felt that, you know, Quentin's better at corner than he is at safety, and so we wanted to look at Omar, who's got flexibility and, you know, is great on fourth down. So looked at him at safety.
Lil Joe, just a concern over the knee, or he just wasn't?
I just think it was a combination of everything, and you know, I think that, you know, in the long term, you know, health was a concern. And then, you know, and also when you get to the 53, you got to have guys that can be able to practice too, you know, during the week. And so, and Vallos came in and did a tremendous job too. So, you know, Steve won that job. I think he played well enough to win it.
Okay, thank you, John.
All right.